Chapter 4. "Just what we thought you'd say," complained Asha. "My father tested me against the wild bull," Ramses revealed. "Why would he do that unless he wants me to be Pharaoh?" His four classmates were stunned. Asha was the first to regain his composure. "Didn't Seti already name your brother to succeed him? Then why wasn't he put to the test?" Achmeni was radiant. "That's wonderful, Ramses. I never expected to be friends with a future pharaoh." "Don't get carried away," Moses advised. "Maybe Seti is still deciding." "Are you with me or against me?" Ramses asked.
"With you for life," answered Achmeni.
Moses nodded his agreement. "There are two sides to everything," Asha opined. "If I see you gaining the upper hand, I'll gradually lose confidence in your brother. But if it's the other way around, I won't go with the loser." Achmeni clenched his fists.
"You really deserve a..."
"Perhaps I'm simply the most truthful of us all," the future diplomat ventured.
"That would amaze me," said Sitaw. "I think my outlook is more realistic."
"Pray tell.
I'm not interested in pretty speeches. Only actions count. A future king must be able to deal with reptiles. The night of the next full moon, when the snakes come out to hunt, I'll take Ramses out with me. Then we'll see how he measures up."
"Don't go," begged Achmeni.
"You're on," said Ramses.
The scandal shook the cup to its ancient foundations. Never had the top of the graduating class so flagrantly broken school rules. Sari was given the unwelcome task of calling in the culprits and reading them their penalties. A few days before summer recess, the task seemed even more daunting in that all five young men had just been given government appointments in recognition of their gifts and academic accomplishments. For them, the gates of the cop should be opening on a promising career. He found Ramses playing with the dog, who had quickly adapted to sharing his master's diet. Sari soon had enough of watching the dog lunge and chase after a rag ball, but the prince insisted on working.